Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So, I've been thinking about this show for a while, and if I had to give this show a title, it would be the following. It would be Expectations, Reality, and the Bell Curve. We're going to talk about the bell curve. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you may have to think back a little bit farther in time to high school and statistics, perhaps. But we're going to talk about how you can use the bell curve, you know, just kind of as a concept, to improve your real estate investing experience. Okay, we're going to talk about that in order to help you address some mindset hurdles that may come into play. And then we're going to also take quickly a look at how to skew that curve away from a normal distribution, right? We'll get into that, but skew that curve to your advantage as a real estate investor. But I'll tell you right now, if you're, you know, anything like most people I know and you haven't started investing, your expectations, right, of real estate investing are probably a little bit off from reality. They may be way off. They may be very far from reality. Now, I'm not talking about the returns. I am not talking about that cash flow that we collect. I'm not talking about the money side of it, the five ways we make money. That is phenomenal. Okay. I'm talking more about the experience side of it, operating it as your own, you know, self-managing, perhaps some of the experiences that you may be envisioning. Because typically, again, as somebody that hasn't started, your expectations are often, well, they're founded on a lack of information or maybe misinformation. Somebody's told you something, some experience they had, but maybe they weren't doing it quite right, or just dumb fear, right? And that's okay. You know, that's fully normal when I are getting started with something new, anything new. Right. So I want to use the notion of the bell curve or a normal distribution to help you reframe your thinking. Right. Again, reframe that thinking. I want you to get away from those expectations. And you've probably heard the acronym FEAR. Right. False expectations appearing real. Right. You start to tell yourself stories. So this will be a bit of a mindset show. I've got some tactical stuff in here as well. Now, I mentioned that this concept, I've been playing with this, thinking about this for a while. It's something that I actively apply in my own life. If I catch myself drifting a little bit far, I don't know, to the scary side of things, let's say. And I was finally inspired to do the show. I was inspired a couple days ago on Friday by none other than my dentist, Dr. Lee. And if there's one word, so if there's something that gets everyone a little bit agitated or nervous, anxious perhaps. And for me, that one word, I can summarize it by saying the word dentist. I went to an appointment. It's been months now, just my regular checkup. They did the x-rays and I got the bad news. Andy, you have a cavity. We need to take care of that. My first question was, well, how long can I wait? So I waited as long as I could, but I finally had to get it done. So I went Friday and I had to have a cavity under an old silver filling. I think I got that back when I lived in Germany. It's a little bit outdated, I think, that approach to filling cavities, but had to have that removed, that cavity addressed. And the day before, I was filled with terror, right? I had trouble, you know, didn't sleep as well. And I can tell you my common posture when I finally get to the dentist and I'm laying in the chair, right? I've got my fingers laced on my belly and they're just fully white knuckles because I'm expecting the worst. They haven't even started yet, right? And my feet are crossed at the ankles and I notice I'm pushing down into the chair with my heels because I know what's coming, right? I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I've got that fear. And it's funny, as a real estate investor, I wind up getting a little bit distracted, noticing things like, you know, that sheetrock crack in the ceiling. I start to distract myself as best I can, looking at the gap in the caulking above the window, between the window and the trim. It helps a little bit. I notice, Elvis playing in the background, Love Me Tender. Dentist, please love me tender, if you would. But then it happens, right? Wrenches and pliers and drills and sharp things are going into my mouth. You know, there's water and strange odors coming out as they start to activate that drill. And then I can hear the velocity going up and the noises are just getting worse and worse. And But then I realized, you know, I'm stressing out. I'm white knuckling it. I'm pushing my heels into the cushion of the chair, and it's actually not that bad. I start paying attention, and that's when I realized this concept of expectations, reality, and the bell curve. I was experiencing it right there. I went into this whole thing, this whole appointment, with expectations that were way, way, way out on the extreme in terms of experience. And, you know, my expectations basically were pain, misery, and torture. I mean, I certainly saw the torture tools going into my mouth, but I didn't feel anything. The reality is this. Dr. Lee did a great job. I mean, I felt nothing. And aside from, you know, the discomfort of my jaw being pried open for, 20, 30 minutes? I'm not even sure how long I was in there. It was nothing. You know, it was nothing like what my imagination, my expectations had prepared me for. It was a great experience, you know. So in terms of the bell curve, and we'll talk about what that is, I had what is probably a normal experience, though my fear beforehand would have, you know, put me out in one of the tail ends of that curve. You know, tooth goes flying out, blood everywhere. None of that happened. So this experience again, I said, I laid in that chair thinking about this very show as the dentist was drilling and doing whatever inside my mouth. And it's a case study in expectations versus reality. So bell curve, let's talk a little bit about that. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's just a descriptive, it's a describer of a type of distribution in statistics called a normal distribution. Normal meaning that if you measure 1,000 instances of something, right, and then you plot those on a graph and then you draw a line across that graph, it's going to be roughly in a bell shape. They occur in a certain natural distribution. And the center is where you have the greatest number of values that are occurring. That's the high point on your line. And then on either side, you got those tails that are going out. Well, my mind was way out in one of those tails expecting the worst from my appointment with the dentist, but it was somewhere in the middle, which is what your experience probably was as well. Now, we're going to relate this to real estate when we come back, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investment Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're talking about a theme. It's called Expectations, Reality, and the Bell Curve. This is a kind of a concept I will employ when I'm approaching something new, or maybe it's a real estate investment or something, you know, where I consider basically worst case scenario, best case scenario. Where am I really likely to land? Somewhere in the middle. And this is the idea behind the bell curve. Okay. And in the first segment, I was telling you, I had an epiphany. You know, this is a show I've been thinking about for a while, just kind of rolling out the concept, taking a few notes when they occur to me. And I was just finally hit upside the head as I lay in a dentist chair, you know, ready for suffering. And as the appointment went on, it wasn't that bad. And I had what I think I would call a normal experience. I had no pain. I had no issues, right? Just a little discomfort. Whereas going into the appointment, my expectations were way, way out on the right side. Worst case scenario, everything's going to go wrong. I'm going to lose a tooth. She's going to find 20 more cavities. I don't know. But that's where my mind was, because I don't like going to the dentist, right? But I tried to apply this sort of approach to thinking about things. When I do find myself thinking a little bit too far out in that extreme tail end. So again, ahead of the break, we were just talking about the bell curve and normal distribution. Normal distribution is basically something, it occurs naturally, right? In a lot of situations. A good example is my height. I'm a little bit taller than most people. If you look at the average male in America, and the average is going to be, well, it's a middle, right? If you look at the distribution of everyone else in the U.S., that distribution is going to follow a normal curve, a bell curve. A lot of people are going to be right in that middle point, and you're going to have some outliers. You're going to have, you know, Dirk Nowitzki way out in one tail, and Hervé Villechaize, right? Short little guy, long pass, but out in the other tail, right? You got your big, you got your short, and everyone else is in the middle, right? That's a common bell curve or normal distribution, you know, measuring blood pressure. Now, I'll tell you, mine was out in the tail when they took it ahead of the appointment. But normally, when you take people's blood pressure, it's going to have a bell curve distribution or normal distribution. IQs, you know, SAT test results, those follow a bell curve in most cases. Salaries. And I, again, just like to think about this normal distribution when I'm approaching a situation, and especially if I find myself stuck out in one of those extremes. I want to try to pull myself back. I want to recognize my thinking, first of all, and try to bring myself back to the middle, right? In a normal distribution, right? In a bell curve. Now, not every situation that you might measure, take 1,000 measurements, they're not all going to necessarily follow a normal curve. You know, some distribution curves, they'll be skewed, right? One tail will be longer than the other. You know, one side of that curve may peak or may bubble out a little bit more. You know, it depends on what we're measuring, what the distribution curve is that we're discussing. And of course, we may want one tail longer than the other. Think about life expectancy, right? I looked at a graph of life expectancy here in the United States, and it starts, you know, people start passing sometimes early, right? Especially right now, but COVID aside, you know, maybe in the 50s, you start to see that tail start to climb. It gets a little taller, 60s, 70s. It hits its peak, you know, sometime in the 70s, and it stays pretty inflated through 70s and 80s, right? That's not a bell curve, right? The bulk of people's age, or I guess life expectancy, is somewhere in that tail out to the side, which is more inflated. That's good, right? That's what we want to see. So again, not everything is going to follow a precise bell curve, but I still find it very helpful to frame my thinking, and I think you could too at times, right? Even if what I'm considering maybe doesn't exactly have outcomes that follow that bell curve, if you follow me. Just learn to recognize what I call bell curve thinking, that you tend to focus on those tails, on those extremes. Why is that? Well, let's take a big picture start to our conversation. We're going to drill down into some concrete real estate examples as we go through the show, but let's just talk about the current political and economic environment. I think it's a great case study. What do you hear from the media, right? Well, you watch the evening news. You go to your various social media platforms. Maybe you pick up the newspaper still. They tend to focus out on the extremes as well. Why? That sells the news. That sells the newspaper, if you get that. That sells those subscriptions to the online digital version, right? That keeps you coming back to the TV programming and the social media. So they're tending to talk about events that occur in those tales, and that makes you therefore then focused on the extremes. But I'm going to tell you, most activity occurs in the middle if you really think about it. I mean, politicians, you hear about the ones that are out in those extremes, in those tails, right? Again, when I say the tails, I'm talking about the tails left and right on that bell curve. You hear about the most radical ones, whether it's on the left or on the right, they're out there. You know, those are the newsmakers, and it makes great headlines. I understand it, right? That's what makes the news reports. That's what sells those. And those are the things that are going to catch your attention and keep it, which is what they want. That is what sells. But, you know, most politicians, if you stop and think about it, they're in the middle somewhere, you know, middle left, middle right, roughly. Now, I'm not telling you to ignore those tails, you know, those outliers, you know, pay attention, see what's going on, be aware, stay informed, stay active, let them know what you're thinking. You know, if you're hearing about a potential extension to a CDC eviction moratorium or foreclosure moratorium, and you're not on board with that, let them know. Let them know what you're thinking about. But be aware, I think things are going to tend to trend to the middle. Now, great, great show that I think you should really go listen to if you didn't catch it. Del Walmsley, he does his radio show. Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, if you're new to the show. And he founded the organization 30 years ago as an education and mentoring platform to help real estate investors start or improve their business. And he hosts the show during the week, 11 a.m. Central Time, anyhow, Monday through Friday. And on January 7th, the title of the show was, Is Real Estate a Good Investment Right Now? You can find that if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, go to the podcasts. But he starts the show by talking about a pendulum, right, with regard to politics, and that occasionally it's going to swing. It's going to swing a little too far, in fact, to the right. It just goes too far. Everyone reacts in the other direction, and now it starts to swing back to the left. Then it goes too far, right, and so on. It wash, rinse, and repeat. Maybe the left goes a little too far, and 2 years later, from today, midterm elections, a change occurs, right? But guess what? Every time, what does it do? It swings back through the middle. It swings back through the middle. And I think that's where we're going to trend. So for those that are sitting out there watching the environment right now and getting a little nervous, like I was prior to entering my dental chair at the dentist, take a deep breath and think in terms of those bell curves. Where are we really going to land? I don't think we're going to be out in those curves, okay, out in those extremes. And even if things do get a little crazy, you know, in the next week or so, I think we'll see it settle down. You know, maybe something happens during inauguration. They're taking, 25,000 National Guard in Washington, D.C. right now. They're taking precautions, but even if something crazy happens, I think we'll see it settle down and things will drift back to the middle. So with bell curve thinking, right, I want you to look towards the average. When something is stressing you out, some extreme occurrence that you think is going to happen, that's your expectation. Understand that reality is somewhere else in all likelihood, and it's probably somewhere in the middle. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into some concrete examples where this kind of thinking can help you with your real estate investing. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Walmsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're addressing the topic expectations, reality, and the bell curve. Now, if you've got any questions for me today, the number here in the studio, it is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. 4335, or send me an email. I do check those throughout the show and in the breaks. That email, it is askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. And again, this is a show topic I've had on my mind for a while because I tend to approach, not always, but when I notice problems in my own thinking, I tend to approach it with a bell curve type of thought process. Is what I'm thinking about this event or this outcome to an event, is it laying out? Do I expect, rather, that it's going to be occurring somewhere out in the extreme tails or towards those tails? And the more I think about it and learn, maybe investigate a little bit, get educated, right? Like with real estate, like what we do with at Lifestyles Unlimited, I learn more and I realize that the reality is somewhere in the middle. Now, maybe there is a worst case scenario and maybe there is a best case scenario and I can mitigate that worst case scenario. We're going to talk a little bit about mitigation here in a minute because it is important. But eventually I settled down. I realized, okay, it's going to be somewhere in the middle. Just like my trip to the dentist a couple of days ago, it was just fine. Right, I didn't do sedation dentistry. That would be in one extreme where I don't know what the heck is going on. And it wasn't that terrible event that I had anticipated. It was in the middle. It was normal. It was just fine, you know. Now, bell curve thinking, right? What I want you to do is try to look towards that average. Now, there are times when we want to focus on the exceptional, right? With our returns in real estate, those can be exceptional. We do great. Because we make money five ways, I'm not going to get into those five ways, but the returns are wonderful. It's typically around the operational side of things where people get a little bit hung up, okay? Especially if you're new and have no experience. What I want you to do is stop thinking about those extreme events that maybe you heard your uncle talking about or your friend that got into this business and got the heck out after a year, right? I don't want you thinking about those extreme events, you know, that simply put occur with lesser frequency. That's why they're out in those tails in that bell curve. Start focusing on that middle, on the likely events, right? The probably more mundane outcomes, right? For starters, I mean, just in general life, right? When you're thinking about some outcome, apply this notion. Think about that curve. You know, is the outcome you're considering, is it really out in one of those tails? As a hobby, I'm a skydiver. I've been doing this for almost 17 years. If I was always focused out on the tails, doom and gloom, I would not set foot in an airplane again. Commercial, skydiving, or otherwise, right? And you have to start to look and think realistically, right? In terms of truly average outcomes, expectation versus reality. Now, don't dismiss the outliers, and we'll get to that now with the real estate side of things. Understand those tail end risks and understand that they can usually be mitigated, especially when we talk about real estate. So here's a great example. Okay, you've talked to your buddy. He had a house. It caught on fire. Maybe it was owner occupied. Maybe it was a rental, right? You just start thinking about that, and now you're worried. If you start investing in real estate, you're going to put a resident into your single family house or your small multifamily or whatever it is, and they're going to burn it down. They're going to burn it down. I'm telling you, that is an outlier. Point blank, that is an outlier. It just is not a common occurrence. Can it happen? It can happen. It can. But now we've identified the risk, and now we can mitigate, right? We're going to take that tail end event and we're going to cancel it. We're just not going to worry about it. Easiest thing you can do, and this doesn't mitigate, but this corrects should it happen, is have proper fire and dwelling insurance on your property. So if it happens, you're covered. And on a landlord policy, guess what? If there's a fire and I can't collect rent from my resident because they're now in a hotel or somewhere else, I still get paid through that insurance policy if I've set it up correctly. Right? That comes down to having the proper team around you. So you mitigate, or that's not even mitigation, that's correction on the back end, but you mitigate by doing the following: rehab, renovate, do it right. Rehab right. You know, for example, electrical fires, they're very common. Make sure that all your electrical plates, plugs, and switches are functional. We always go in and replace them. Just replace them. Then they're new. Update that electrical panel. You know, make sure it's sized right for modern day living, especially if you're doing older houses. I like to buy those 50s builds, and they typically have electrical things that need to be addressed. The panel, you know, typically we're swapping out. May have those two-pronged outlets. Do you rewire? You don't have to. Make them new. Rehab right. Pull out that gas stove. If fire is your concern, pull out that gas stove and run the electrical to support an electric range. Yeah, it's going to cost you a little more, but if it makes you sleep a little better and you've mitigated that tail end risk around fire, do it. Rehab right. Now manage right. When you write up your lease, no smoking. No smoking, and disallow use of that fireplace if you have one, if it concerns you. Manage right. Make sure all the trees are clear of any inbound overhead electric service lines. Again, on those older houses, you tend to see that. You know, manage right. Make sure you're getting out to that property regularly and checking on the condition, making sure that your residents are taking care of things, and have a disaster plan. If that tail end risk happens, what do you do? That's going to help you sleep a little better as well. Remember, it's expectations and reality and the bell curve. Where is this event truly lying? It resides out in the tail. It really does. But we're going to take steps to mitigate it, and we're going to live comfortably in the middle, okay? So bell curve thinking can help you overcome fear in this case. You know, for real estate investing in general, I'm going to tell you, when you're new and you don't know everything that's going on, you tend to hear from people, and you just like watching the news, you start to think in terms of those tail occurrences, those less frequent occurrences, like with the example of the fire. But the reality, again, is somewhere in the middle, okay? Keep that in mind. Reality in most instances is not in those tails, right? That's not how a normal distribution works. So let's get into a couple of more examples from real estate. And these are common things that I hear. And, you know, just talking to the new person, hasn't started yet, maybe getting started. And, you know, hopefully this conversation today helps you to dispel some of these myths as well, and helps you to pull your thinking back, you know, back into the middle. Tenants. You've heard the phrase, tenants, taxes, and toilets. That's that pithy little phrase that people throw out as to why they don't want to get into real estate investing as a landlord, as an owner of rental property. Tenants, taxes, and toilets. And we're going to focus on the tenant side. Horror stories, right? Like I mentioned, your uncle or your friend that did it very briefly without proper education, didn't know what they're getting into, learning by doing can work. I had a great interview last week with Mark and Julie. They did the learning by doing, and they did it very well. Not everybody does, but they did it very well for almost a decade, managed a good portfolio of single-family houses, eventually joined Lifestyles, and they're doing it even better now. Again, if you missed that show with Mark and Julie, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and go check out those podcasts. Check out Dell's show as well from January 7th. But you hear these horror stories, and that forces your thinking naturally out into those tail ends of the curve. You know, you hear things on the news, right? Unemployment is dire, right? Nobody's paying rent. Nobody's paying rent. And there's an eviction moratorium. What's going on? I'll tell you this. Look, if you think back to the very start of the pandemic, unemployment at its peak was, what was that, around 15%. Maybe a little higher. I don't have the number in front of me. But that means if you flip that on its head, 85% of the populace that wanted to work was working. So you're hearing the negative stuff. You're hearing the stuff on the news and from your uncle and from your friend that's pushing your thinking out into the curve, and we need to pull it back to the middle. I want you to check out another show. If you go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website, this was also Del Walmsley on his show, Tell Del. This is on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, he brings investors on and interviews them. And he had John B. from Houston. And John, he's been investing, I think, since 2012 or so. Very, very young man. If you're a millennial and think you can't do this because it's something for the older guys, you can do it. This guy proves it, but he's been doing this for a while, and he is, in fact, now the head of the Houston Apartment Association, and he said it on the show, it's just not that bad. Everything you're hearing out in the media, on the evening news, it's just not coming down the pike that way, if you're operating right. Okay? So some of you, of course, you're thinking tenants, taxes, toilets, it's all going to go down the drain. John will tell you differently. Dell will tell you differently. I will tell you differently. And if you stay tuned, we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up this conversation. I've got a website for you to go visit. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we are talking expectations, reality, and the bell curve, normal distribution, and bell curve thinking as I apply it in my own life, just kind of recognizing when I'm starting to focus a little too much on those instances, those occurrences that are actually very, very infrequent, but reside somewhere on the tail end of what's called a bell curve. And if you missed the earlier part of the show, a bell curve is simply a descriptor for a normal distribution. If you measure the blood pressure of 1,000 people, the bulk, the majority of that's going to be in the very middle, the average. Happens to be the median, the mean in this example, but you're going to have those outliers. I opened the show talking about my trip to the dentist, and I had a big time outlier. My blood pressure's high because I hate going to the dentist when they took it the day of the visit. My expectations of that visit were way, way, way out there. Because you say dentist to me, and I get nervous and I get anxious. But the reality is, it was a wonderful visit. I sat there, in fact, thinking about this very show. And if I had just simply thought in terms of my own bell curve that I often do for real estate, I probably would have approached that appointment a little bit earlier, gotten business taken care of. So it comes down to expectations and reality, and they're often very, very far apart. And you need to recognize that there are outliers in any distribution of outcomes. And we're talking about application of this in real estate. You know, again, the pithy phrase that you'll hear people say, or some variation thereof is tenants, taxes, and toilets. That's why I don't want to do real estate. Tenants, taxes, and toilets. We're going to forget about the taxes because one of the ways that we make our money and keep our money is through the tax advantages. So forget about that. Tenants? Sure, yeah. There are bad tenants. But if you're doing this business right, those bad guys, they stay out in the tail and they're there for someone else. They stay out in the tail of that bell curve while you're marching somewhere down the middle because you're doing things right. And yeah, toilet, sure, there will be some maintenance. But again, if you're doing this business right, it is not going to be a toilet call at midnight. Our motto at Lifestyles Unlimited is best product, best price. When you buy that house and you go in and you fix everything that you expect could be an issue in the next 3-5 years or so, that limits those maintenance requests. We don't take calls, by the way. Has to be in writing. Email's fine. Send me an email. So tenants and toilets, forget about it. Remember, expectations, those are out in the curve, tail end of that curve. Reality for us as educated investors is somewhere in the middle of that bell curve. But here's the problem. You're new. You haven't started yet. You talk to a lot of people and you hear those horror stories and they start to drive your expectations as a rental owner. Again, reality is if you're operating a good business, you will land somewhere in the middle in terms of those that ongoing operations, in terms of good experiences, in terms of that bell curve. Here's another example, leasing. This is where we mitigate that tenant risk, that tail end risk of getting that bad tenant or resident in there. At Lifestyles, we call them residents because we view them differently. People talk about tenants and they're out there, those bad guys in that end tail of the curve. We view them as residents. We have a relationship, not best friends, a business relationship. They are our clients. And in order to mitigate that tail end risk, right, we have a very thorough leasing process. You know, again, going back to the interview I did last week with Mark and Julie, they put it very well, very succinctly. They said it is far cheaper to wait for the right resident than to remove the wrong one. And part of that is due diligence and doing a thorough screening process as part of your lease up. Another thing people are worried about right now is the eviction moratorium. Now, the CDC version, right, there have been any number from the CARES Act to your local jurisdiction, to your county, to your state, I suppose, you know, and look where you're investing, see what's going on. But the CDC version is slated to expire at the end of this month. Now, we're hearing rumors, you know, when President Biden is sworn in, one of his things is to put out another version, another CARES package, essentially, stimulus and so on. And there may be further eviction moratoria or foreclosure moratoria in there. But here's the thing. If you're following the right model, best product, best price, and you have followed a good screening process, you will have the best people. And those people, those good people, they want to preserve their credit. At some point, if they dilly-dally, they cause you problems down the line, it's going to hit them. At some point, that moratorium goes away. It's going to hit them. Good people want to preserve their credit. Good people want to pay their bills. Even if they suffer a setback, right, as a result of the pandemic, they're going to find a way to stay in the place they love. And they love your place because it is the best product and you are offering it at the best price. And of course, you, as a good operator, right, you're going to be ready to help with any resources you can. And again, think back to what I said in the prior segment. Unemployment peaked around, 15%? That means that 85% of the people were working. I've had zero issues to speak of. Most of my fellow landlords that I've spoken with, fellow owners, rental owners, same story. John, on his interview with Del Walmsley, same story. Yes, there are problems, and they work to help those residents where they can. For example, redirect them, right? Be aware of what's going on in your market. Direct them to, you know, job openings that are relevant. You know, help them fill out any forms to get rental assistance. You know, I do the lease up process for myself and I use a 4-page application form. I guess it's 3 plus the signature page. And it's amazing how difficult it is for people to fill those out. I want a complete form back because I need that story, right, to do my thorough leasing process. And if you leave gaps, it makes me wonder what's going on, you know? So people have trouble with that. Maybe you or your staff, if you're running an apartment complex like John is, or multiple, can help them. I want to bring up something else. John, I mentioned, is now the head of the Houston Apartment Association. If you're new to the show, I'm coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, where my wife and I invest in single family. We've just gotten into a couple of multifamily passive deals this past year. in 2020. But as of 2015, for over 5 years now, we've been members of the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. So I said earlier, get involved, be informed. One of the ways that you can do that is to be involved with your local organizations. John down in Houston is now the president of the Houston Apartment Association. I am a member, even though I've been a single family guy for the longest time. I've been a member of the Apartment Association, in my case, of Greater Dallas. If you're in Tarrant County, there's one over there as well. There's one in College Station. They're all over San Antonio. And as part of that, I get to go to seminars. I get to hear what's going on. I get a lot of news around the developments. And I get a magazine. In this case, it's called Texas Apartments. It's published by the Texas Apartment Association. I want to share something very concrete with you because I just picked this up from my post office box yesterday. And there's an article in here. It talks about a number of things, the CDC eviction moratorium and a couple other things. But more importantly, there's an interesting part of this article called Eviction Diversion. Huh. Sounds interesting. Title caught my eye. I flipped open to this page and started reading. And as part of the original CARES Act, our governor here in Texas, Greg Abbott, back in September, he announced the allocation of over $171 million from that original CARES package to be applied for rental assistance, both for residents, tenants, as well as for owners, property owners. And this was put into a pilot for a period of time in October, and it's finally been fully rolled out. Okay, this is called the Texas Eviction Diversion Program, right? They're trying to stop evictions. And for me, for guys like John and Mark and Julie, eviction is the last resort. We don't want to go there. We want to find a solution, especially right now during the pandemic and everything else that's going on. But this gives us opportunity. So I want you to be aware that there are resources out there. Now, you need to be informed. You stay informed by listening to programs like this, by going to attending seminars like we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited. And this Texas Eviction Diversion Program, it provides funds to help your resident if they are struggling. And they're even working on programs to get direct payments to property owners. We'll see where that goes. I guess that just shortcuts the resident and lets us to cover our bases straight away. So stay tuned, right? We'll see where that goes. And I just point this out to you because there are things you can do to mitigate risk. Forget about those extremes. Forget about those tails. Think about that bell curve. Think about that middle when it comes to those risks that are holding you back. Now, that said, when you think about a bell curve, you can skew that curve. Reality is somewhere in the middle, but maybe we don't have to stick to the middle. Maybe we don't have to stick to a pure bell curve. At Lifestyles Unlimited, what we want to do is help you skew that curve. Skew that curve for you as a real estate investor so that it moves in your favor. Skews in your favor. You don't have to act like an average investor. You don't have to put an average product on the market. Get educated so that you don't have to behave like that average investor. Here's where you go to start. I mentioned I was going to give you a website. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We've got a number of those coming up for the balance of January, both over the lunch hour as well as in the evening. It's an hour and a half. It is well worth your time. Again, start to skew that curve. You know, I was looking at the distribution for retirement age, and it is a bell curve. And unfortunately, I'm seeing some well out in the 70s, 75, 80. Let's skew that curve the other direction. We can help you do that. So I hope you take away today a certain mindset tool to help you think about issues that you foresee when you want to become a real estate investor or anything else in life. If you find you're focused a little bit on those tail ends, take a deep breath and try to pull it back into the middle. Where is reality? Expectations and reality are often very, very far apart. Yeah, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.